Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Pride and Prejudice is a novel by Jane Austen, first published in 1813. The story follows the main character, Elizabeth Bennet, as she deals with issues of manners, upbringing, morality, education, and marriage in the society of the landed gentry of the British Regency. Elizabeth is the second of five daughters of a country gentleman, Mr. Bennet, living in Longbourn. Though the novel is set in the early 19th century, its themes of love, class, and social prejudice are still relevant today. The novel begins with the arrival of Mr. Bingley, a wealthy young gentleman, and his friend, Mr. Darcy, to the Bennets' neighborhood. Mr. Bingley is immediately taken with Elizabeth's eldest sister, Jane, while Mr. Darcy is disdainful of the Bennet family. Elizabeth is determined to dislike Mr. Darcy, and her prejudice is only strengthened when he insults her at a ball. Despite her prejudice, Elizabeth is drawn to Mr. Darcy, and she begins to see past his pride and prejudice. Meanwhile, Elizabeth's father is anxious to marry off his five daughters, and he is delighted when Mr. Collins, a distant cousin, proposes to Elizabeth. Elizabeth refuses him, and Mr. Collins instead marries her friend Charlotte Lucas. Elizabeth's sister Lydia then elopes with the dashing but unreliable Mr. Wickham, and Elizabeth and her aunt and uncle Gardiner travel to London to find them. Elizabeth discovers that Mr. Darcy was instrumental in helping to reunite Lydia and Wickham, and she begins to see him in a new light. Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy eventually confess their love for each other, and they are married. Elizabeth's sister Jane is also happily married to Mr. Bingley, and the novel ends with the Bennet family in a state of contentment. Pride and Prejudice is a timeless classic that has been adapted for film and television numerous times. It is a beloved story of love, family, and social prejudice that continues to resonate with readers today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Pride and Prejudice is a story of love and marriage in the early 19th century England. It follows the Bennet family, particularly the five daughters, as they navigate the social expectations of the time and find love. Pride and Prejudice is a classic novel by Jane Austen that follows the Bennet family, a middle-class family living in rural England in the early 19th century. The story focuses on the five Bennet daughters, Elizabeth, Jane, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia, as they navigate the social expectations of the time and search for love. The novel follows the sisters as they experience the joys and heartaches of courtship, and the obstacles they must overcome in order to find true love. Along the way, the novel explores themes of pride, prejudice, and social class, as well as the importance of family and friendship. Through the characters of Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy, the novel examines the power of first impressions and how they can be overcome with understanding and compassion. Pride and Prejudice is a timeless story of love and marriage that continues to captivate readers today. Main idea number 2. Elizabeth Bennet is the protagonist of the novel and is the second eldest daughter of the Bennet family. She is intelligent, independent, and strong-willed, and her journey to find true love is the main focus of the novel. Elizabeth Bennet is the protagonist of Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. She is the second eldest daughter of the Bennet family, and is known for her wit, intelligence, and strong-willed nature. Elizabeth is a determined young woman who is determined to find true love, despite the obstacles that stand in her way. She is often seen as a foil to her sister Jane, who is more gentle and reserved. Elizabeth is also a romantic, and her journey to find true love is the main focus of the novel. Elizabeth is a complex character who is not afraid to speak her mind. She is often seen as a feminist figure, as she is not afraid to challenge the traditional gender roles of the time. She is also a strong believer in true love, and is willing to wait for the right person to come along. Despite her strong-willed nature, Elizabeth is also capable of being vulnerable and understanding. She is a well-rounded character who is easy to relate to and root for. Elizabeth Bennet is an iconic character in literature, and her journey to find true love is one that many readers can relate to. She is a strong-willed and independent woman who is determined to find her own path in life, and her story is one that will stay with readers for years to come. Main idea number 3. Mr. Darcy is the wealthy and proud owner of the estate of Pemberley. He is initially prejudiced against Elizabeth and her family, but eventually falls in love with her. Mr. Darcy is a wealthy and proud man who is the owner of the estate of Pemberley. He is a man of high social standing and is well respected in the community. He is initially prejudiced against Elizabeth and her family due to their lower social standing and lack of wealth. He is also disdainful of her family's lack of decorum and manners. Despite his initial prejudice, he eventually falls in love with Elizabeth. He is able to look past her family's social standing and see her for who she truly is. He is able to recognize her intelligence, wit, and beauty. He is also able to recognize her strength of character and her ability to stand up for herself and her beliefs. He eventually comes to realize that his initial prejudice was unfounded and that Elizabeth is a woman worthy of his love and admiration. Mr. Darcy's transformation from a proud and prejudiced man to a man in love is a testament to the power of love. He is able to look past his own pride and prejudice and see the beauty and strength of Elizabeth. His transformation is a reminder that love can conquer even the most stubborn of prejudices. It is a reminder that love can bring out the best in us and that it can help us to see the world in a different light. Main idea number 4. Mr. Bingley is a wealthy and amiable young man who rents the estate of Netherfield Park. He is a close friend of Mr. Darcy and falls in love with Elizabeth's eldest sister, Jane. Mr. Bingley is a wealthy and amiable young man who is well-liked by all who meet him. He is a close friend of Mr. Darcy and is often seen in his company. He rents the estate of Netherfield Park and is the center of attention in the local community. He is a kind and generous man who is always willing to help those in need. He is also a romantic at heart and quickly falls in love with Elizabeth's eldest sister, Jane. He is a perfect gentleman and is always courteous and respectful to those around him. He is a great admirer of Jane and is willing to do anything to make her happy. He is a true gentleman and a perfect match for Jane. Mr. Bingley is a great example of the kind of man that Jane Austen wanted to portray in her novel. He is a man of wealth and privilege, but he is also kind and generous. He is a romantic at heart and is willing to go to great lengths to make Jane happy. He is a perfect gentleman and is always courteous and respectful to those around him. He is a great example of the kind of man that Jane Austen wanted to portray in her novel and is a perfect match for Jane. Main idea number 5. Mrs. Bennet is the mother of the Bennet family and is desperate to marry off her 5 daughters. She is often seen as foolish and meddlesome, but her intentions are always good. Mrs. Bennet is a classic example of a loving mother who is desperate to see her daughters married off. She is often seen as foolish and meddlesome, but her intentions are always good. She is constantly trying to find suitable husbands for her daughters, and she is willing to go to great lengths to make sure they are married off. She is often seen as a nuisance to her husband and her daughters, but her heart is in the right place. She is a devoted mother who wants the best for her daughters, and she will do whatever it takes to make sure they are taken care of. Mrs. Bennet is a beloved character in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice, and her efforts to marry off her daughters are often seen as humorous and endearing. Mrs. Bennet's desperation to marry off her daughters is often seen as a reflection of the societal pressures of the time. Women were expected to marry and have children, and Mrs. Bennet is determined to make sure her daughters are married off to suitable husbands. She is often seen as a meddlesome and foolish character, but her intentions are always good. She is a devoted mother who wants the best for her daughters, and she will do whatever it takes to make sure they are taken care of. Mrs. Bennet is a beloved character in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice, and her efforts to marry off her daughters are often seen as humorous and endearing. Main idea number 6. Mr. Collins is a distant cousin of the Bennet family and is the heir to their estate. He is a pompous and obsequious man who proposes to Elizabeth, but she refuses him. Mr. Collins is a distant cousin of the Bennet family and is the heir to their estate. He is a man of great pride and vanity, and is very eager to please his patroness, Lady Catherine de Bourgh. He is a man of few words, but when he does speak, it is often to boast of his own accomplishments or to flatter those around him. He is also very eager to marry, and when he visits the Bennet family, he quickly proposes to Elizabeth. Despite his attempts to flatter her, Elizabeth refuses him, citing her lack of love for him as the reason. Mr. Collins is greatly offended by her refusal, and he quickly leaves the Bennet household. Despite his pride and vanity, Elizabeth's refusal of his proposal shows that she is not easily swayed by his attempts to flatter her. Main idea number 7. Lady Catherine de Bourgh is Mr. Darcy's aunt and is a wealthy and powerful woman. She is determined to prevent the marriage between Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy. Lady Catherine de Bourgh is a formidable figure in Jane Austen's novel, Pride and Prejudice. She is Mr. Darcy's aunt and a wealthy and powerful woman. Lady Catherine is determined to prevent the marriage between Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy, and she visits Longbourn to confront Elizabeth and her family. Lady Catherine is a proud and haughty woman who believes that she is superior to everyone else. She is determined to have her way and will not take no for an answer. She is also very opinionated and believes that her views are the only ones that matter. Lady Catherine is a formidable opponent, and her presence in the novel serves to create tension and conflict between the characters. Lady Catherine's opposition to the marriage between Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy is a major plot point in the novel. She believes that Elizabeth is not good enough for her nephew and that the marriage would be a disgrace to the family. Lady Catherine is determined to prevent the marriage and will do whatever it takes to make sure it does not happen. She is a powerful force in the novel, and her presence serves to create tension and conflict between the characters. Her opposition to the marriage is a major obstacle that Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy must overcome in order to be together. Main idea number 8. Lydia Bennet is the youngest daughter of the Bennet family and is often seen as foolish and immature. She elopes with the soldier Wickham, which causes a scandal in the family. Lydia Bennet is the youngest daughter of the Bennet family in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. She is often seen as foolish and immature, and her behavior often causes embarrassment for her family. Despite her family's warnings, Lydia elopes with the soldier Wickham, which causes a scandal in the family. Her elopement is seen as a disgrace to the Bennet family, and her parents are desperate to find her and bring her back. Lydia's elopement is a major plot point in the novel, and her actions have a lasting impact on the other characters. Lydia's elopement is a reflection of her immaturity and lack of understanding of the consequences of her actions. She is naive and does not understand the implications of her elopement, and she is not aware of the damage it will cause to her family's reputation. Lydia's elopement is a major source of conflict in the novel, and it serves as a reminder of the importance of making wise decisions. Lydia's elopement is a major turning point in the novel, and it serves as a catalyst for the other characters to learn and grow. Her actions force the other characters to confront their own prejudices and to learn to accept and understand each other. Lydia's elopement is a reminder of the importance of making wise decisions and of the consequences of our actions. Main idea number 9. Mr. Wickham is a soldier and a former friend of Mr. Darcy. He is a charming and attractive man, but he is also a liar and a scoundrel. Mr. Wickham is a character in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. He is a soldier and a former friend of Mr. Darcy, the novel's protagonist. Mr. Wickham is described as a charming and attractive man, but he is also a liar and a scoundrel. He is a master of manipulation and deceit, and he uses his charm and good looks to get what he wants. He is a smooth talker and a master of flattery, and he is not above using his charm to get what he wants from unsuspecting people. He is also a gambler and a womanizer, and he is not above taking advantage of people for his own gain. Despite his flaws, Mr. Wickham is a complex character who is capable of both good and bad. He is a man of many contradictions, and his actions often leave the reader wondering if he is truly a villain or a misunderstood hero. Mr. Wickham's relationship with Mr. Darcy is a complicated one. They were once friends, but their relationship has been strained due to Wickham's lies and deceit. Mr. Darcy is aware of Wickham's true nature, but he still has a soft spot for him. He is willing to forgive Wickham's past transgressions and give him a second chance. Despite their differences, Mr. Darcy and Mr. Wickham are still connected by their shared past, and their relationship is an interesting one to explore in the novel. Main idea number 10. Charlotte Lucas is Elizabeth's best friend and is a sensible and practical woman. She eventually marries Mr. Collins, despite her lack of love for him. Charlotte Lucas is Elizabeth Bennet's best friend and confidant in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. Charlotte is a sensible and practical woman who is not swayed by the romantic notions of her peers. She is a realist who understands the importance of financial security and the need to make a good marriage. Despite her lack of love for Mr. Collins, Charlotte eventually marries him in order to secure her future. She is aware of the fact that she is unlikely to find a better match and is willing to make the sacrifice for her own security. Charlotte is a loyal friend to Elizabeth and is always willing to offer her advice and support. She is a sensible and practical woman who is not afraid to make difficult decisions in order to secure her future. Main idea number 11. Mr. Gardiner is Mrs. Bennet's brother and is a kind and generous man. He helps the Bennet family in times of need and is a source of wisdom and advice. Mr. Gardiner is Mrs. Bennet's brother and is a very kind and generous man. He is always willing to help the Bennet family in times of need, and is a source of wisdom and advice. He is a man of good sense and judgment, and is always willing to lend an ear to the Bennet family's troubles. He is a calming presence in the household, and is often the one to provide a sensible solution to the family's problems. He is also a great source of comfort to the Bennet family, and is always willing to lend a helping hand. Mr. Gardiner is a very important figure in the Bennet family. He is a source of stability and security, and is always there to provide support and guidance. He is a man of great integrity and honor, and is always willing to put the needs of the Bennet family before his own. He is a man of great wisdom and understanding, and is always willing to offer his advice and counsel. He is a great friend to the Bennet family, and is always willing to lend a helping hand. Main idea number 12. Mr. Bennet is the father of the Bennet family and is often seen as a distant and aloof figure. He is a man of wit and intelligence, but he is also a bit of a recluse. Mr. Bennet is the patriarch of the Bennet family and is often seen as a distant and aloof figure. He is a man of wit and intelligence, but he is also a bit of a recluse. He is a man of few words, but when he does speak, his words are often full of wisdom and insight. He is a man of great intelligence and understanding, but he is also a man of great reserve and caution. He is a man who is not easily swayed by the opinions of others, and he is often seen as a bit of a loner. Mr. Bennet is a man of great integrity and honor, and he is a man who is devoted to his family. He is a man who is willing to sacrifice his own comfort and happiness for the sake of his family. He is a man who is willing to put his own needs aside in order to ensure the safety and well-being of his family. He is a man who is willing to put his own pride and ego aside in order to ensure the happiness of his family. Mr. Bennet is a man of great strength and courage, and he is a man who is willing to stand up for what he believes in. He is a man who is willing to take risks and stand up for what is right. He is a man who is willing to put his own life on the line in order to protect his family. He is a man who is willing to put his own reputation on the line in order to ensure the safety and well-being of his family. Mr. Bennet is a complex character, and he is a man who is full of contradictions. He is a man of great intelligence and understanding, but he is also a man of great reserve and caution. He is a man of great integrity and honor, but he is also a man of great pride and ego. He is a man of great strength and courage, but he is also a man of great reserve and caution. He is a man of great wit and intelligence, but he is also a man of great reserve and caution. Main idea number 13. Jane Bennet is the eldest daughter of the Bennet family and is the most beautiful and gentle of the five sisters. She is in love with Mr. Bingley, but their relationship is threatened by his family. Jane Bennet is the eldest daughter of the Bennet family and is the most beautiful and gentle of the five sisters. She is a kind and caring person, always looking out for her family and friends. Jane is a romantic at heart and is deeply in love with Mr. Bingley, a wealthy young man who has recently moved to the area. Despite her feelings for him, their relationship is threatened by his family, who disapprove of the match. Jane is determined to prove them wrong and show them that she is worthy of Mr. Bingley's affections. She is strong-willed and determined to fight for her love, no matter the cost. Jane is a beloved character in Jane Austen's novel, Pride and Prejudice. She is the epitome of a romantic heroine, with her beauty, grace, and strength of character. She is a role model for young women, showing them that they can be strong and independent, while still being kind and loving. Jane's story is a timeless tale of love and perseverance, and her courage and determination to fight for her love is an inspiration to all. Main idea number 14. The Bennet family is a middle-class family living in the countryside of England. They are often seen as a bit eccentric and are not well respected by the upper classes. The Bennet family is a middle-class family living in the countryside of England. They are a family of five, with Mr. and Mrs. Bennet and their three daughters, Jane, Elizabeth, and Lydia. The Bennets are not well respected by the upper classes, as they are seen as a bit eccentric. They are not wealthy, but they are comfortable and have a good home. Mr. Bennet is a gentleman, but he is not as well educated as the upper classes, and he is not as well connected. Mrs. Bennet is a bit of a gossip and is often seen as a bit silly. Jane is the eldest daughter and is the most beautiful and well-mannered of the three. Elizabeth is the second daughter and is the most intelligent and independent. Lydia is the youngest daughter and is the most wild and carefree. The Bennets are often seen as outsiders by the upper classes, and they are not invited to many of the social gatherings. They are not wealthy, but they are content with their lives and enjoy spending time together. They are a close-knit family and are always there for each other. Despite their lack of wealth and social standing, the Bennets are a loving and supportive family. Main idea number 15. Social class is an important theme in the novel and is a major factor in the relationships between the characters. The upper classes are often seen as snobbish and judgmental. Social class is a major theme in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. The novel follows the lives of the Bennet family, who are members of the middle class. The upper classes are often seen as snobbish and judgmental, and the Bennets are often looked down upon by their wealthier neighbors. This is especially true of Mr. Darcy, who is a member of the upper class and is initially very disdainful of the Bennets. He eventually comes to respect them, however, and his relationship with Elizabeth Bennet is a major plot point in the novel. The theme of social class is explored throughout the novel, as the characters interact with each other and their social standing affects their relationships. The Bennets are often seen as inferior to the upper classes, and this is a source of tension between the characters. The novel also examines the idea of class mobility, as the Bennets are able to move up in society through marriage. This is a major theme in the novel, as it shows how social class can affect relationships and how people can move up in society through hard work and determination. Main idea number 16. Money is also an important theme in the novel and is a major factor in the marriage prospects of the Bennet daughters. Wealthy suitors are often seen as more desirable than poorer ones. Money is a major theme in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. The Bennet family is in a precarious financial situation, and the marriage prospects of the five Bennet daughters are heavily dependent on their ability to attract wealthy suitors. Mr. Bennet is aware of this, and is often heard to remark that the girls must marry well in order to secure their future. Mrs. Bennet is also keenly aware of the importance of money in marriage, and is constantly pushing her daughters to find wealthy husbands. The Bennet family's financial situation is a source of tension throughout the novel. Mr. Bennet's estate is entailed, meaning that it will pass to a male heir upon his death. This means that the Bennet daughters will not inherit the estate, and must rely on their own marriage prospects to secure their future. This is why Mrs. Bennet is so eager to marry off her daughters, and why she is so keen to accept wealthy suitors. Money is a major factor in the marriage prospects of the Bennet daughters, and is a major theme in the novel. Wealthy suitors are seen as more desirable than poorer ones, and the Bennet family's financial situation is a source of tension throughout the novel. Money is a major factor in the marriage prospects of the Bennet daughters, and is a major theme in the novel. Main idea number 17. Marriage is a major theme in the novel and is seen as a way for the Bennet daughters to secure their future. It is also seen as a way to gain social status and respectability. In Pride and Prejudice, marriage is presented as a way for the Bennet daughters to secure their future. It is seen as a way to gain social status and respectability, as well as a way to ensure financial security. The novel follows the Bennet family as they search for suitable husbands for their 5 daughters. Mrs. Bennet is particularly eager to marry off her daughters, as she is concerned about their future prospects. She is desperate to find them wealthy husbands, as she believes this will be the only way to ensure their security. The novel also explores the idea of marriage as a way to gain social status. The Bennet family is of a lower social class, and Mrs. Bennet is eager to marry off her daughters to wealthy and respectable men. She believes that this will elevate their social standing and give them the respectability they desire. The novel follows the Bennet family as they navigate the social expectations of marriage and attempt to find suitable husbands for their daughters. Marriage is a major theme in Pride and Prejudice, and it is seen as a way for the Bennet daughters to secure their future. It is also seen as a way to gain social status and respectability, as well as a way to ensure financial security. The novel follows the Bennet family as they search for suitable husbands for their 5 daughters, and explores the idea of marriage as a way to gain social status and respectability. Main idea number 18. Reputation is an important theme in the novel and is a major factor in the relationships between the characters. A good reputation is seen as essential for a successful marriage. Reputation is a major theme in Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice. In the novel, a good reputation is seen as essential for a successful marriage. The characters in the novel are constantly concerned with their own reputation and the reputation of those around them. This is especially true of the Bennet family, who are constantly worried about the reputation of their daughters. The Bennets are concerned that their daughters will not be able to find suitable husbands if their reputations are not good. The importance of reputation is also seen in the relationships between the characters. For example, Elizabeth Bennet is initially prejudiced against Mr. Darcy because of his reputation as a proud and aloof man. It is only when she gets to know him better that she is able to see past his reputation and appreciate his true character. Similarly, Mr. Darcy is initially prejudiced against Elizabeth because of her family's reputation as being lower class. It is only when he gets to know her better that he is able to see past her family's reputation and appreciate her true character. The theme of reputation is an important one in Pride and Prejudice and is a major factor in the relationships between the characters. It is a reminder that we should not judge people based on their reputation, but rather get to know them better before forming an opinion. Main idea number 19. The novel is set in the early 19th century England and is a reflection of the social norms and expectations of the time. It is a commentary on the roles of men and women in society. The novel Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen is set in early 19th century England and is a reflection of the social norms and expectations of the time. It is a commentary on the roles of men and women in society. The novel follows the story of the Bennet family, a middle-class family of 5 daughters. The novel focuses on the eldest daughter, Elizabeth Bennet, and her relationship with the wealthy Mr. Darcy. Through their interactions, Austen explores the expectations of men and women in society. She examines the idea of marriage as a means of financial security for women, as well as the idea of a woman's worth being based on her ability to attract a husband. Austen also looks at the idea of class and how it affects relationships. She shows how the expectations of society can lead to misunderstandings and prejudice, and how these can be overcome through understanding and communication. Austen's novel is a reflection of the social norms and expectations of the time, and it is a commentary on the roles of men and women in society. Through her characters, she examines the idea of marriage as a means of financial security for women, as well as the idea of a woman's worth being based on her ability to attract a husband. She also looks at the idea of class and how it affects relationships. Austen's novel is a timeless classic that still resonates with readers today, as it explores the complexities of relationships and the expectations of society. Main idea number 20. The novel is a satire of the social conventions of the time and is a critique of the rigid class structure of the era. It is a story of love, marriage, and social expectations. In Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen uses satire to critique the social conventions of her time. She examines the rigid class structure of the era and the expectations placed on individuals based on their social standing. Through her characters, she explores the idea of love and marriage, and how these are affected by the expectations of society. She also looks at the role of women in society, and how they are often judged and limited by the expectations of their gender. Austen's satire is both humorous and biting, and her characters are often used to illustrate the absurdity of the social conventions of the time. The novel follows the story of Elizabeth Bennet, a young woman of modest means who is determined to marry for love rather than for money or social status. She is often at odds with her mother, who is determined to marry off her 5 daughters to wealthy suitors. Elizabeth's journey to find true love is complicated by the expectations of society, and she must navigate the social conventions of the time in order to find her own happiness. Through her story, Austen critiques the social conventions of the time and shows how they can be both limiting and absurd. Pride and Prejudice is a timeless classic that continues to be relevant today. Its themes of love, marriage, and social expectations are still relevant, and its satire of the social conventions of the time still resonates with readers. Austen's critique of the rigid class structure of the era is still relevant, and her characters are still used to illustrate the absurdity of the social conventions of the time.